Hello everyone and welcome to episode 11 of the Thundercast. On today's show we're going to be discussing our first impressions of the recently released Tomb Raider. I'm Matthew Sorry and joining me today I have Shane Ryan.
Now then.
Nick Hoare.
Hello.
And Calvin Kemp.
Hello.
Guys, so Lara's back in this franchise prequel. We've all just started playing it. I'm around 5 hours in. Where are you, chaps? Where are you, Shane?
I think I'm about the same. So, to keep things in code, if you play it, you'll know what I mean when I say it. So, I've just had the Silent Hill 2 moment, when things just suddenly go absolutely bonkers. And then after there, just killed a load of people, and then some other killings, and then a bit more killing. Just after that.
Standard day in the woods for Lara.
Lara. Calvin?
The counter says I'm at 51%. I just had my Resident Evil 4 moment.
All right, okay.
referring to this as a different game.
I think that's a different bit, that.
We're just pointing out how derivative it is. But
I'm exactly where Calvin is, I think, pretty
okay.
much.
I think I'm the same as Shane, so...
Right. I just left the Shiny 10.
Yeah, it all goes a bit. It kicks off.
Oh, right, okay. I've just got to the Shanty Town.
Yeah, it looks like you guys are just ahead of us then.
Yeah. Okay.
We have the power
of knowledge.
Of spoilers. So we're going to try and keep it spoiler free. So we'll try and use thinly veiled references in place of actual discussions of events. So what do we think of the game so far? Is everyone enjoying it? Do we like this new Tomb Raider, the redesigned Tomb Raider?
To use a sports phrase, a game of two halves. So there's stuff I really enjoy about it, and there's stuff that really makes me angry in a way that hasn't happened since playing Assassin's Creed. So
which one? Assassin's Creed 3?
No, I never touched that. I burned out on that franchise about 7 games ago. So I'm pretty much done, but there's a lot of stuff that as we go through this we can go through it, but there's some things that are really great on me, but there's some moments that I think are really good.
Okay, well let's start with the positive side of things then. What do you like about this game?
Okay, I'll stop. So I think the way they've reinvented Lara is done quite well. I also think, as we'll discuss, this is in a detriment to the rest of the game and the story, because it pretty much seems like the scriptwriters and everyone they've got in is just been purely focused on working on her as a character, and everyone else is just filler. So I think they've done a good job of it and stuff there. She is basically superhuman from the start, which we'll discuss later on, so the whole idea of it being kind of a start-again adventure doesn't really work. There's one of the things that we've talked about, and people listen to the podcast will know, is I have a big thing for full-body awareness. So there's quite a bit of it in the game. For example, when she'll walk towards walls and she'll put her hand out, or the way she'll interact with certain things.
So you like all of her stumbling around, basically.
Yeah, just reaction to the environment that makes it seem a bit more...
Falling down things, which is she seems to spend 90% of her time getting thrown off things.
Well, you don't really play those bits as much, do you? So, I mean, there's little moments when you're actually in control that work really well.
Yeah.
I would agree. I'd say she's really well animated.
I like the... that comes into play in some of the environments where you're kind of enclosed and you're crawling through tight spaces and stuff. The way they use the caves and the ruins, and like Shane says, the sense that you're moving through them, that's really good.
Well, so that is kind of... Go on, Calvin.
When I was playing it, I always wanted to think it was more dynamic than it really was. That stuff's also scripted. It's not that fully aware. It's not like Red Dead where it's like Euphoria engine.
No.
You know.
It's not completely dynamic.
Yeah.
There's lots of different canned animations that all trigger at different times depending on what you're doing. But it works well, I think.
Yeah, it gives the right illusion that you're actually doing the thing. Enough that it's
That's
believable.
definitely that's definitely the right word, is the illusion of it, because what I've noticed more in games and what I'm enjoying is, especially to get towards the end of generation, is these ideas coming through, is the idea of immersion. So when you're, there's no cutscenes as such anymore in the old school way of black borders, it's trying to figure out how you make it so the player's pressing forward, even though the game is actually moving the character, but you think you are, because it's bleeding that. So sometimes it fails, sometimes it works, but overall it does create that illusion that you are often doing a lot more than you actually are.
Yeah, because like a lot of the time you are literally just pressing forward to move mm-hmm. through that tiny cave environment, but Laura's doing all of these cool animations, and yeah, you're right, that full body awareness stuff does add to the immersion.
I like the idea that it's a game of two halves, because it really is split into set pieces, and then it opens up into forest. There's not like a clearly defined, here's the one thing you're going to do. Like, it's not one encompassing design. It's you're going to do multiple things, and it'll switch in and off from being Uncharted to being Batman or being Far Cry.
Yeah.
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 Being all the other third-person open games.
It is almost, in a way we're talking about the design, it does nothing new, but at the same time, it's like they sat down and played Gears of War and gone, what works? Right, let's write it down. And they've played, like, you know, Batman, what works? Right, let's write that down. Right, we've played Uncharted 3, whatever, what works? Right, that's right, load that down. And then
Calvin mentioned earlier Resident Evil 4, and I think it owes a big debt to Resident Evil 4 in some ways as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of survivalist ideas. There's a lot of impaling and good deaths. And
the mix of enemies as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, the death animations definitely.
Oh well,
definitely some.
The quick time events can wait till later. Let's not rile me up on that one. So the PC version at the moment is struggling. So there's a lot of issues with it.
You told me this before, Shane. What kind of problems are you having? Technical problems?
Yeah. So when it was released, there's basically a bug in it where if you play it full screen, it doesn't render some of the effects. Mm. So certain lighting. Reflections, you know, when you get the thing of the water kind of dribbles down the screen even though you're not wearing glasses or anything. Yeah. That's all gone. Other effects, when you splash into the water and the water kind of covers the screen, that's gone. But they've fixed that with a patch now. Mm. And if you don't have an AMD graphics card and you have super fancy hair, then now and again everything will just...
Spaghetti hair.
Just kind of implodes and craps and crashes.
I do have an AMD, and the hair, although it's brilliant hair, it looks very good. It does cause some issues with the graphics.
I completely disagree with the hair.
Does it cause slowdown? Yeah, I think it looks awful personally, but yeah, does it cause slowdown?
Depends where it is. It sort of floats about her head a bit and bounces around.
Is everyone playing on PC? Are you Kelvin? Are you not playing on 360?
I'm playing on 360, but the hair is terrible. Like, I just sit there in idle animation, and she has Medusa hair. It's a snake attached to the back of her head, just wiggling around.
Oh yeah, you've got the low texture hair, which does look like the old school kind of.
Yeah,
ponytail.
You haven't got the super hair.
It's like a ragdoll death, but just her hair standing there. Like I'm inside a building, and it's like flipping around her head in circles. I don't know what's going on.
Maybe it's learning how to climb onto things so it can help her out.
So, I don't want to continuously talk about the hair, but the special hair, is that on the consoles as well?
No, it's not, no.
Oh, I was going to say.
So you have to put PC on the only. Highest graphics on PC
It's justifying why we spent hundreds of pounds on our high-end PCs.
I know, I was thinking I spent like upwards of 600 quid on this.
Yes, but you spent 600 quid, but things still clip through the clothes and the ground.
And the frame rate still drops.
Yeah. So the hair, when you turn it on, it works. And some bits where it looks really nice in-game. Because it's kind of like the single strands. And considering, you know, in Japan, studios have spent 7 months doing some sort of CGI video of wacky hair. And then they just do this in-game. And for a first go, I think it's good.
Yeah.
Considering kind of what Calvin said, that if you think about Ragdoll when that first came out, and half the time it looked good, and the other time someone would kind of like roll down the stairs and bounce off a wall and sort of spazzing out on the floor.
I think it looks impressive from a technical perspective. The fact that they can do that these days looks impressive, but it just seems so over animated, over exaggerated to me. Like you do one little movement and it flies around her head three times.
Well, I think the patch that just went out tones that down a bit.
Okay. Yeah, I think also in the cutscenes there's a lot of shaky cam sort of close-ups on Lara, and it doesn't help. When you're zoomed right into her face, it looks a bit...
That's the problem with video games, isn't it? Once you get too realistic, it becomes creepy. And if you focus in too hard on realistic video games, everything looks wrong.
It looks uncanny
more
valley.
Wrong than not
yeah,
trying.
It's the uncanny yeah. valley effect. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. But anyway, yeah, it's a good-looking game, apart from some slightly dodgy hair.
I mean, in a design sense, I think it looks good as well.
Yeah, I mean, graphically, it's quite washed out. If you don't have a torch or the fire like reflection, it looks great. I mean, again, it's all about. It's like I said about the story. It's all about Lara, and if you like pan the camera looking on her face, even during the game, she's kind of frowning and. So, you know, there's loads of animation and detail, but then the rest of the game kind of looks like it's washed out in grey. I don't know if anyone else thought the same.
Yeah, I think that was just the tone they're going for the island. Like, it's supposed to, I suppose, fit the tone of the narrative and events that are happening.
Later on, there's a lot more colour in it.
Okay.
The lighting looks spoilers. Great. There's a lot of good detail on environments.
Mm. Yeah, but considering that...
We're just focusing on a ponytail, so...
Yeah, but it's definitely a game with like a downbeat tone, and like it's not happy fun time, is it? Like,
well,
shit's going bad.
I've
for
laughed
Lara.
Playing this game more than any other game I've played, and I don't think that's intentional.
Exactly. That's not the intention of the developers.
We'll talk about the slapstick comedy of the game in a bit. But the other things I like is I think it plays really well, and although it's very linear, and it tells you where to go a lot of the time, what to do. I think, like for example, some of the jumping mechanics are quite tight. So outside of the quick time events, you never feel cheated when you're jumping around. And if you fall off something, and in other games you just die from falling like 10 foot, she just falls over on the floor, groans and gets up. And I think that kind of leeway on it, rather than constant punishment, is quite good. And I found it's quite tight. The mechanics.
Definitely. I would say that it feels polished, other than the technical problems that they've been having. In-game design, it feels polished. It feels good. Like, I was going to come onto controls, and the controls feel really good to me. And I've played a bit with mouse and keyboard, which wasn't great, but mouse and keyboard never is for these kind of games. But like playing with a 360 control on PC is really good.
I'm
getting used to the mouse and keyboard in it now. It's working.
Okay.
Yeah, it feels like a old school platformer in a way. Like the way that you're shuffled down corridors, it's all really tight and you have complete control over her in the air. It's all really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even the way that when you jump, if you move the camera, she moves with it sort of way, even those old ways of doing things.
Which is like as different as you could get from old school Tomb Raider, where if you had the camera at a tiny bit of the wrong angle, you'd go flying off to your doom.
And it is a bit more forgiving like that. I mean,
yeah, it's much more like Assassin's Creed or something in the sense that you can pretty much grab onto anything. Well, if you mistime the jump, you can sort of generally get away with it.
Unless it's a big jump kind of event.
Mm.
It's both more forgiving, but also more visceral and hard once you do die. I think the deaths are great. Like she's getting impaled through the face, and if you just go swimming off a little bit, she just crashes her head on a rock.
It is brutal.
I mean, we won't go into it too much and give away, but there's a lot of them that are quite grim.
Yeah.
Although I did have to watch one of them about 25 times. For fuck's sake. This drove me up the wall.
Was this because of
QTEs?
Yes, we'll talk about that in a minute.
Yes. I wonder if it's the same one that took me ages.
Yeah, I think it's pretty much broken to a certain extent, the way that they've done it. Because I searched online and there's lots of people that were on it for a long time.
Is it quite early on?
Yes. There's two.
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't experienced one myself, and we're about the same way.
Do you think it's because we're using the mouse and keyboard? Because I did feel that moving your hands around...
I think that causes it more, because on the PC it doesn't tell you what you need to press as much, but also people in the console have had it, because there's some instances where, for example, the subtitles are at the bottom, and now and again it changes its mind if it's going to tell you what to press and where it's going to be, and sometimes the subtitles cover what you need to press.
You just said it's an exclamation point, it's not the actual button you need to hit?
In the one case, when it decided to show up, it was a danger sign, and I was supposed to know that that meant F.
Yeah.
I don't know how that means F, but there you go.
That's the way it would be. Anyway, but good things. This is the good things.
I think the world is quite good. Although it's the illusion, because when you're playing it, it's one of those games where when you're playing it and it works, you're absorbed and you're flying through it and time passes. But then when you step away and stop playing it and think about it, you think, actually, those areas are really small. Well, like the actual platform section
gives you a good sense of scale of where you're going. Yeah,
I like the idea early on that she keeps saying you just got to keep moving. You know, like that's the whole game. Like if you stop and look around at what you're doing, there's not much to it. But Yeah. But it pushes you through. It pulls you in.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. There's a few bunnies to kill in each area.
It's interesting what they've done with the tombs as well, haven't they? Because they've kind of...
Is the hunting really all that great? It doesn't seem that deep to me.
No, so it's pointless. It's not.
No, it's pointless.
But yeah, it's interesting the way they moved the tomb, the puzzle side of things. They moved that more into an optional thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. And I quite like those puzzles.
I don't mind that.
I like solving the puzzles, and it feels like actual Tomb Raider a little bit more.
I mean, it depends how it progresses as the game goes on, because obviously I've only come across a couple of them. But
so what I don't like about it, though, is it says secret tombs nearby. They're not that secret if you tell me every time they're near me.
Yeah.
There's a lot of hand-holding in this. Yeah.
But that's the Batman Bat-Vision thing isn't it? Where you just walk around with Q on. Mm-hmm.
That is just the new thing in modern action.
Yeah, I think that is a shame, actually, because like Calvin said, it takes the sense of exploration and mystery out of it. When you've, there's hundreds and hundreds of stuff of things to find and collectibles to find or whatever.
Yeah.
But then it tells you where they all are.
Definitely. I mean, as a positive, because I've got a few guys on the forums that are obsessed, got OCD as a gamers, and you know they go in and get every achievement, every collectible. So if this game will, I mean, it's like Far Cry 3 all over again, where it's like, can we cram 100,000? Bits of paper to find. Yep, let's just throw them everywhere. Scatter them about.
I actually like those bits because they're the only time that the natives get real character development. Otherwise, it's just some crazy guy you have to shoot. But they actually show.
I like the relic finding as well because it's kind of in character and the way you can look at the items and you can flip them about. I mean, it's very basic, but you can flip them about, and sometimes you'll notice a little in the descriptions and things on the collectibles that you found, which is quite interesting.
It's very Resident Evil, isn't it? Is it Resident Evil? Or is it? I think it is when you turn a book and you open it up, sort of thing, get a key.
It's
kind of the same idea.
That kind of stuff.
So, what other stuff do we, before we move on to sort of things we don't like, is there anything else people want to bring up that they do?
There was one section in the game that I think I messed up. I want to ask you guys about to see whether I missed something. There's one bit where you come into a building and basically there's two guys in that building and they realise that you're in there. But before shooting at you, they shout to you and they ask you a question.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what you do.
It doesn't matter.
No.
Right, okay.
They just say that and then change their mind.
I thought I'd messed it up and I thought it could have been quite interesting if it was kind of dynamic. And
I did exactly the same thing where as soon as I went into that room, I just, because I've been using the bow all the time, on the bow, and then they start talking, I let go of it at the floor to let them talk, and they fired, so they started. So I restarted that section, reloaded, and then realised that it doesn't matter. It's the same outcome every time.
So, like Calvin said, you've got to keep moving.
Mm. Yeah.
That's actually another thing. The bow is amazing. The bow is a super weapon.
I can't be asked for the guns.
There's no need.
I do like the enemy's reaction when you pull out a weapon. Like when she gets the grenade launcher, they all flip out. Like they just fall behind cover. Like that never happens in another game. Nobody cares what kind of gun you have.
Is that not scripted though? I'm sure I've had something that happened like that when I'm not using that weapon. I'm sure it's scripted just because you get that. There's a bit where, for example, I walked through, or talk about later, but I went through a door and it changed my weapon for me to match what was happening. So I'll let you know. I think I'm about to hit that bit, so I'll try and not use the grenade launcher and see what they do.
To be fair as well, there are a lot of bits where they just sort of run at you.
You do have to use the launcher, though, because you have to open the wall so they'll see it anyway.
Right, okay, fair enough. No, I mean, it's a good idea to, you know, that bit of interaction illusion again, isn't it, that people are reacting.
Yeah, I'd say everything in the game is so scripted. Any forward progress is very scripted, but you do have like a option of stealth or however you want to move through it.
It just makes it a bit easier for you. It doesn't mean you instant fail, which is good because it didn't go down the instant fail stealth route. Apart from there is one little section, I think, isn't there?
I think it's really well balanced too because it's not really easier or harder. It's just how you want to play it. Like the combat's not that challenging. They don't put up much of a fight.
No, not at all.
No. Okay, I want to mention quickly is just I think the sound design is really good. The music is very typical and just sounds like something that would be in, what's that guy, Brian Tyler, does a lot of the Rambo and Expendable stuff. It's kind of like Tom's kind of dum-dum-dum-dum-dum action stuff. But the actual sound design, like shooting a shotgun when you're outside, it echoes and the crunches and those little details I think are really good.
The drips when you're in a cave that you can see hear the water dripping.
The ambient sound is what I mean. That's really good.
Yeah.
What, I mean, I know we haven't got too far into it, but what do you guys think of the story so far?
I was saving that till
yeah,
the
we'll do
section.
That next okay. section.
Okay. If you want to bring up it, bring it up now then.
I didn't realize there was a story, but what about it?
Yeah, I think we'll do it on the next section. So.
Okay, so we'll be back in 15 seconds with a discussion about the bad of Tomb Raider. Alright guys, welcome back. Well, it sounds like we all like the look, the feel of the world, but what don't we like? I'll kick things off. One of my biggest gripes that I've had with the game so far is just the complete and utter disconnect between the story that they're trying to tell and the gameplay.
Yeah.
They're trying to make Lara out to be like kind of like young, naive, and she's put in this scary situation, she doesn't know how to deal with it, but it doesn't really work when 5 minutes in, she is a superhuman killer.
Well, she's superhuman from the first playable section when she's,
I suppose that is true,
she's
yeah.
wounded mortally, and then
she
just
seems
gets
to have the
goes,
healing
oh,
ability
oh,
of
mind.
Wolverine. Yeah.
It actually happened, right? It's not a spoiler because it's the very first thing that happens in the game, and it's in the trailers. I think it's been talked
yeah.
about though. So
no, it
you basically
to.
Fall down, and there's a bit of metal pole sticking out, and it impales her right through the back and comes out through her stomach. So that would pretty much kill you, but she gets up and she's got a hole straight through her, organs are cooked. She goes, oh, that hurts, and then gets up and runs around.
Yeah,
and
then she, thought, and
she just hold her belly for all of 2 minutes.
And then I thought, right, well, first of all, you're in dirty water, so you're fucked. And then I thought, right, wait, this is just Rambo 3, this is stupid. And then 5 minutes later, it went full blown Rambo 3, and I just sat here laughing to myself in my apartment on my own. And I haven't laughed at a video game in a long time.
It's almost comical.
It is. It's
kind of funny the way every five seconds, you'll go to the next building or whatever, and Lara will fall off of it and land painfully.
Oh, I actually
on the
like
floor.
This stuff. Like, it brings me back to like PlayStation 1 era games where you're always running from something, or you know, there's always an event, and then you have to run away from the screen or whatever.
Yeah. But then, like Matt says, that seems contrary to the story there. At least they at least try it.
Being
the start,
one of the mercenaries living on the island, the health and safety are fucking crazy. Everything just blows up and explodes. Red barrels everywhere that explode. Woods are just falling apart. It's crazy. Sod working on that island.
See, like I must have killed like about 100 islanders so far, which is just absolutely ridiculous. For the story they try to tell is Lara is young, she's new to this, she doesn't want to be like a killer at the start.
Well,
she's questioning it, but then she's questioning it, and then the cutscene after, I'm bone arrowing 5 people in the face really easily.
Well, I have some ideas like where it's going with that, but I don't know if I'm spoiling anything. But
oh no, it's not going to Far Cry 3 territory, is it?
I think it might head somewhere into those woods.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Oh, God.
But then Tomb Raider never
had a
good story.
It just clicks.
Anyway.
Someone just said something in the game before I finished playing it, and I've just realised where I think this is going to go.
When you think about it, I mean, I'd be very surprised if they didn't go down that route.
Yeah, but well...
To be honest, I kind of hope they do, because it wasn't making much sense, but we won't go there.
Yeah. And also, again, it's this thing of in the cutscenes, the writing seems to be dedicated to her, and there's this idea of what should happen. And then, as soon as the cutscene bit ends, it immediately clashes with the game. So she's supposed to be quite weak and young, and yet she's able to lift her own weight all the time. And there's a bit where she's kind of in between two walls, and she puts her feet up and kind of shimmies up, which is exactly what Jackie Chan did in one of his earlier films. It's like a big stunt because it takes incredible strength, and she's just like, ah, oh, piss it. And posh. And it's just like, what the fuck are you talking about? And a lot of people just use the word gritty, and it's not. It's gritty when she dies, because it's really violent, but outside of that, it is slapstick.
But the other stuff is just like custom pies unrealistic and takes you out of the game a little bit.
So I'm enjoying it, but I'm laughing, so I'm enjoying it, but I don't think I'm enjoying it in the way I'm supposed to be.
Yeah, I don't think it was intended... the developers didn't intend you to enjoy it that way,
but you are
enjoying it nonetheless.
So I think it's that clash again. So the story, like Lara, like we said, her part of it is really strong, and for a reboot, they've made her like a well-rounded character.
Yeah.
But then it's in-game, it just turns. It's one of those things again where as a developer, as a game developer, they'll be sat there thinking, I just need to make this fun to play. I don't care about the story. So, like, earlier on, when you first get a gun, and it's kind of, she's crap at aiming, and it's kind of swinging a bit, because you're crap with it, and then she ducks back into cover, it goes into game, and you just pop up, headshot everyone, walk off.
Yeah.
So, how do you feel about the upgrades, then? Because the guns are pretty weak from the beginning, but by the the bow feels pretty awesome.
I haven't really noticed that they've
been weak, because enemies are so easy to kill.
The AI is absolutely appalling. But yeah, the bow the guns is just headshot.
Yeah, I suppose the bow, it takes quite a while to aim when you're using the bow, and it doesn't reload very quickly, and the aim can go wobbly quite quickly. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I suppose it is relatively underpowered, but I honestly haven't found that a problem. So the
upgrades, can upgrade that as well.
Yeah, exactly. The upgrades really haven't been adding that much to it for me.
Oh, I disagree. Right now, the bows just got much more powerful. Well, like, when you collect parts, your gun completely upgrades into, like, a new thing. Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
It's a weird system that feels, again, it's that thing where it gets shoehorned in because it's a good gameplay element of modern gaming, where everything seems to have, like, a leveling up thing, and it is good that you can kind of add bits on, although it's weird when you'll open a relic chest and you'll get and you'll say, oh wow, and it cuts back to the screen and it says one handgun part found, and you're like, what the hell, how old is this gun part?
So, does anyone else generally dislike that in games? I always feel like I'm gonna finish and not have everything upgraded. Like, there's always the stress that I'll never be complete, like the character will never feel complete.
It's a way of instant gratification in games, so that you're on you're constantly leveling something. It's a way of constant reward, which is why so many games do it now.
You need some form of character progression in the game to keep you interested, really, to make you feel like you're actually...
I don't know, I've played Doom about 1,000 times.
Is that really the best character progression?
No, I'm not saying it is, and I'm not saying that I necessarily liked it, but I think the developer believes that you need to have that kind of progression to keep people interested.
When did Lara get all her weapons training in, like, customizing weapons?
Well, she did train with one of the guys... apparently, but with that,
if you collect all this stuff, you can put a little button on the bottom and then do a 3-round burst with that. Remember that, Lara, it'll come in useful later.
Definitely,
yeah.
But other things I want to cover as well is, like Far Cry 3, it romanticizes hunting in a bollocky way again, which is the typical kind of white way of, oh, if I get trapped in the woods, I'll just, like, kill a deer and I'll be fine.
Yeah, it is like, oh, cool, we made some animals, then what can we do with them?
Yeah, exactly, it's like, I need to eat.
Well, she apologized the second she did it. I didn't feel like it was that romantic.
If she actually cut a bit off the deer and ate it, she would have the most violent shits ever, because you need to bleed the animal out, so it doesn't even make any sense if they're trying to be gritty. And then you do it, and it's like supposed to be emotional. She's like, oh, I'm really sorry. And then it cuts back to game, and it pops up saying, plus 100 XP, plus one skill point, you killed an animal. And it's just like, oh, for fuck's sake. So I went in the options to see if I could turn all these pop-ups off, and you can't. So every time something emotional happens, it pops up saying, plus 100 XP.
That's a problem in a lot of games at the moment.
I don't need to say I've got more XP, because it doesn't mean anything.
It's probably fair to say that this isn't just Tomb Raider. This is all, like, a lot of games, Far Cry 3 included.
Well, I feel like I blame Assassin's Creed. Square Enix mandate that this is in all their open games, this kind of progression.
But the thing that annoys me even more is you can't level up until you're at the campfire, so why do I need to know anything until I'm at a campfire? I can get to the campfire and go, oh, I've got 3 skill points.
Well, you need to know what a bunny's worth, so you're more inclined to shoot.
Is a rabbit worth as much as killing a deer?
I
don't know. A rabbit's worth 15 XP, I think.
Do you get as much XP if you fucking shoot it about 30 times with a machine gun? Or
I think it's just death. No, it's when you go over and cut it with a knife. It's general, you know, hand-to-hand violence you get rewarded for.
Another thing I wondered if anyone noticed. Has anyone here seen The Descent?
Yeah.
Yes.
Has anyone here noticed how much it's ripped off in this game?
Now you've said it. Yes.
To the point where, you know the scene at the end of The Descent where there's a woman climbing, scrambling up a slope into the sunlight, which she bursts through.
Yeah.
Stolen exactly, and you guys won't have come to it yet, but there's a bit later, which if you've seen The Descent, you will immediately recognise. Like,
right,
like,
okay, I think
image
I already
image.
Know what you mean.
Right, yeah.
It's probably got something to do with a hand axe, hasn't it?
Well, that's another thing, really, but I wasn't thinking of that, but you'll know when you get to it.
Yeah, there's a definite moment.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
okay, moving this. Sorry, do you want to make one last point?
If you did that in a film, just stole the scene and put it in. I know you're playing with. I know you. It's a different. Video games kind of work slightly differently, but
I don't know if I agree, because films steal from literature all the time.
It's a visual thing in this case, isn't it?
It is a visual thing, like, to the extent where the scenes are pretty much.
And before we finish up the section, I just want to say, fuck QuickTime events.
Oh, yeah. No, I wasn't going to finish the section. I was going to come on to QuickTime events.
I just need to swear then. I really need to get it off my chest.
Do you want to discuss them for a bit, Shay? I feel like you need some therapy.
They're awful. That's the worst use of QuickTime events I've ever experienced in a video game. To the point where last night I almost uninstalled it.
Now, are you irritated by the mini ones that are actually, like, don't take you out of the game fully? Are you irritated by the ones where you have to open doors by tapping X?
Well, that's just annoying. It's just bad design. It doesn't bother me, because it just says mash this button, which sounds really clever. But I'm talking about other ones where, because of the immersive design, where it doesn't tell you it's in a cutscene, there's been a few cases where I'll take my finger off the movement key and Lara will just keep moving, because the game's actually just playing it for me. And I've started testing that recently, noticing that a lot of the time I'm finding more and more cases where I'm not actually doing anything. But there's bits where it'll do that, and then the camera angle will change, and you've still not got control. Then it'll change again, and oh, you didn't press the button, you're dead.
Yeah, so pretty much anytime you're on a ladder or going through a small cave, it basically takes away your control.
Unless you're about to die, and then you quickly need to do something, but it might not tell you. But that's annoying, but then it's more the actual QuickTime events. And on the PC, as I mentioned, it doesn't tell you the button you need to press, and it doesn't explain them to you. So there's one early on, which I did, like I said, at least 20 times, and then I had to do the really dirty thing of going on Google and searching how to beat it. And it just turned out that I needed to press...
It does seem to put them on after... I don't know if it's just that cutscene, but now, as I'm playing, it does come up with a... the keyboard buttons that you have to press. Because I noticed what you were saying at the start, that cutscene especially, the one I assume that you're talking about, I was on for ages as well. And then after that, they've all been easy, like boring and annoying, but easy after that. So I don't know if that's a bug
or
something.
And the walls are rubbish, get rid of them. There's no need for them. Just load of quick time events. Pointless. They just keep respawning, and the animation's rubbish, and they just force me into quick time events.
We were talking as well about the storyline not working with the gameplay, but that's another prime example of that. That particular scene is kind of, if it had a good story, this game, that would be an important scene.
That would be at the end.
But you have to replay it about 93 times.
Yeah.
It sort of loses its impact after that.
Dearie me.
But yeah. Also, I think in many ways I really like the platforming. And, you know, the jumping about and stuff. But it doesn't have... I know it's a reboot, but it doesn't have that Tomb Raider... One of the things about the original Tomb Raider was jumping and timing and everything was counted. It was really difficult to complete some of the puzzles because it was difficult to do the jumps. Whereas this has got that Assassin's Creed thing of... It's kind of hard to fall and die because it's just pressing up and then left... And then jump left, and then jump up. I think it misses a bit of that sort of risk element, where if you timed it wrong, you could mess it up completely. Did you find that? Has anyone fallen off anything apart from when the game made you for a cutscene?
I've fallen off.
No,
probably about twice outside of cutscenes. I think
I tried it for a bit, and there's invisible walls in a lot of places.
I've noticed a few of those.
You can't really
fall off.
I mean, in some ways that's good. In some places, that's okay. Like, so it doesn't get frustrating. But I think it would have been more interesting to maybe take it a bit back to the more skill based stuff in the earlier games.
Well, it does get to that later on. There's a lot of platforming challenges and stuff.
They're just so easy, though. From what I've had, I mean, I think I'm about the same point as you. The entire game, I think, is a little bit too easy. The combat, like you said, is really easy.
Super easy.
So for my main complaint with the game is the multiplayer. It's completely undesigned. The levels are an absolute mess. It's just shit.
I haven't played it yet.
No, I haven't tried it.
There's no reason to play it. I'll
skip it.
But I got DLC, which means I get an extra costume. Do you expect me to just not use it?
Well, that changes everything.
All right, guys, then should we just go around the table and summarize our thoughts on the game with, I don't know, let's pick out our favorite thing and our least favorite thing about the game each.
Oh, that's put me on the spot.
let's put everyone on the
spot. So overall, I would say that the best thing is the general design. It looks, and when it actually gets into gameplay mechanics, because it borrows, does nothing new, it just rips everything off, but it does it well. Mm. The quick time events and the way the story clashes with the actual gameplay is a big thing for me, to the point where I'm finding it funny when I'm not supposed to be. And overall, it shouldn't have been called Tomb Raider. They should have called it Lara Croft, and I think that would have made a big difference and made more sense to the game. I know it sounds like a small thing, but I really think from a design point of view, to start off calling it Lara Croft, it would make more sense than calling it Tomb Raider.
And
when
I suppose
you don't
it would feel
teams.
Like, yeah, because it is really a bit of a reboot,
restart. It's all about her. It's like everything about the game is designed about that one character rather than the external parts, which are weaker. So that's my 2 pence.
Mm. Okay, Nick?
I'm enjoying it so far. It zips along pretty satisfying combat and, you know, moves along at quite a decent zip. I'm not sure that it's offering anything particularly new. I think it cribs from a lot of other games. But I think it'll be interesting to see, come the end of it, how it evolves from here, whether it keeps the same, what it's doing at the moment, all the way through. But, it's enjoyable so far. Not the, you know, must-have title that some reviews have made out to be, though.
Mm. Okay, Calvin?
I need to finish before giving any, verdict on it, but we should have reviews coming soon. Well, so far it's the front runner for the best thing I've played this year. It's not a bad game.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Okay, I would say it's really quite enjoyable so far. I think it's really well paced and it feels good to play. The biggest gripe that I have is just the narrative disconnect, which really pulls me out. Every time they go to a cutscene and try to make out that Lara is like helpless, I just don't buy it whatsoever. But like, I'm the same as Shane. Like, it's making me laugh because it's almost like unintentional slapstick. So I am really quite enjoying the experience. Alright guys, that's it for episode 11 of the Thundercast. If you want to let us know what you think of Tomb Raider, head on over to thunderboltgames.com and check out the forums, or alternatively contact us on Twitter @_thunderbolt, or email us at podcast@thunderboltgames.com. From me it's goodbye, from Shane,
goodbye,
from Nick,
bye bye,
and from Calvin,
later.